Chapter 7. Dare Yourself to Scare Yourself. It's time to step out of your comfort zone. Go from listening, reading, and thinking to doing. Let's ask ourselves the questions again. What scares you? Is it fear of failure, or that people won't like you, or the possibility of the fear of the unknown and all the what-ifs? Sometimes it's the fear of success, or fear that you can't handle the success when it happens. God wants us to be His voice and His touch everywhere we're going, at home and even at work. That may be the hardest area of all, but you can do it. Be bold and courageous. I'm going to share a couple of scriptures here. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." Don't you just love it? Christ has already gone before you. He has prepared the way, and He will bring it to pass. I love the book of Joshua, not the killing and the blood and war stuff, but the overall theme. If you recall, the Israelites were ready to enter the Promised Land. They had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and a new generation was ready. Sometimes in our life, it feels like we're wandering too, doesn't it? As you see in the verses above, God tells them to be strong and courageous. Some translations say bold instead of strong, so I'll use them interchangeably. They had to cross the Jordan River at its highest. Instead of God parting the waters as when they crossed the Red Sea, the priests had to walk into the water. Don't you just imagine they were a little fearful? They had to step in on trust, trusting that God would part the waters or do something to save them and provide a way to get across. I love that. I know that's how God works in me. He always has me put my foot in the water first, and then He opens the door. He works with each of us differently. How does He work in your life? As the Israelites continued into each area of the Promised Land, they had to fight and be obedient in order to claim the new land. We're the same. We can't sit around eating bonbons and expect God to magically work out the issues of our life. Sometimes it's easier than others, but we are to be obedient and faithful. Your job for Him today may be to lighten or ease the load for a lonely woman. It may be to affirm something to someone. It may be by loving your family and showing them their value. You may not know how it makes a difference, but God will use you to make a difference to someone every day. It is confidence in God, in His plan, His call for your life. Just like the Israelites, He'll go before you and prepare the way that He wants you to do. Remember my friend Susie? It took courage to delete those messages from her head. Registering for those first classes took great boldness. She took the risk and gave herself a chance. Doing this after 50 was making a huge commitment. H. Jackson Brown Jr. says, "Be bold and courageous. When you look back on your life, you'll regret the things you didn't do more than the ones you did." Fear shows itself in many ways, but you can do it. You can be bold and courageous and move past them. Philippians 4:6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, give your requests to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Joshua 10:25, "Joshua said to them, 'Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, be strong and courageous.'" Psalms 91:11, "For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." When we can begin to name our fears, then we can face them. Being fearless doesn't mean having no fear. Instead, it's facing it and moving through it. We will never be able to remove all the obstacles. We can learn how to get around them, face them, and get rid of them, one at a time. Live for you and not others. Have you ever felt like you're always giving over to what other people think or want for you? Often we make excuses rather than really looking at the issues in front of us. Do you have desires, goals, or a calling that just never seems to happen? You never seem to have time, etc., to act on it. I would imagine that you do. Matter of fact, I'd bet on it. I am in Las Vegas, after all. Consider this. Could it be that your failure to move forward is because you're afraid of the rejection of those close to you, or that you won't get their approval? Are you spending most of your time doing what other people expect from you? This may not be too satisfying. You may have a situation with a family member or a friend that you're afraid to deal with because you're afraid it will ruin your friendship or cause a break. You've heard stories about family members not talking to each other for years over some incident. Now, I didn't realize what I was doing, but I held on to a grudge for many years myself, and every time that particular subject came up in our family, I would bristle and get upset. Through the help of my coach, I realized that this was lack of forgiveness that was holding me back. I'd been holding on to it for 40 years. Yikes! She insisted that I confront the issue. Now, I didn't think this was necessary, and it took me over a month to actually think about it and do it. Sometimes I can be a stubborn student. How about you? Finally, I did, and several things happened. The family member didn't know I still held it against her, and let's just say she wasn't too gracious about it. I thought she would apologize or say something to ease my pain. She didn't. She held on that she still believed it was the right decision and that she had made the decision to protect me. So I found myself in a position where not only did I have to let go of the past, but I also had to deal with her new attitude. Was it worth it? Yes, it helped me realize my issue with the situation, and I've been able to release it. Relationships can be hard, and having a daughter of my own, I can say that the relationship between mothers and daughters can be difficult and a little crazy, and I believe my daughter would agree. Sometimes we have to be fearless and talk about the hard stuff, or we have to do tough love, or have to agree to disagree. It's when we face these things that we can each move forward. Don't be afraid to release. Being busy all the time is another deterrent to moving forward in our passion and goals. Often we don't say no because we don't want to let anyone down. We're afraid they won't like us or whatever. It may be time to release. The years 2012 and 2013 were the years of my release. I released the control I thought I had over certain areas of my life. I released some of the activities I was doing, some of the busyness that had filled my days. This is part of being fearless, making the decisions for freedom for yourself, and not being afraid of rejection or what others will think. Here's the real issue, at least for me. I truly believe the calling that I feel, the fire and passion within me, is God's calling. It is to serve Him by sharing with others through the gifts He's given me, His love, His joy, and to encourage others. When I put all these other things first, I'm really putting them in front of Him. Yikes, that hurts my heart. Once I realized that, I began to change. It really changed how I think. It's one thing to put others before my selfish desires, but to put them in front of Him is like saying, "Okay, Lord, just a second. I got to take care of this. Oops, Lord, sorry. Don't have time for you. I got to take care of whatever." This is so wrong. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm praying that He will show me each time I begin to do that, to make a decision for someone or something else instead of Him. Sometimes doing those things for others is what He's calling you to do, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just filling up time. Does that change how you look at the desire or the call that you feel in your heart? God has planted those desires inside of you. When Scripture says He will give you the desires of your heart, He is the one who puts them there, so He will bring it to pass. We just can't put Him or our desires and dreams behind everyone else and everything else. Psalms 37:4, take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. It's time to put both feet in the water, not just sticking our toes in and out, but keep them there, moving forward step by step and day by day. What are you doing now? What you are doing now may give you a glimmer of what's ahead. When I look back, it's amazing how God has been preparing me for now. Even as I write this book, it surprises me. I never even thought about writing a book, never really thought I'd have anything to share. I thought everybody thought the same as I did. I also didn't realize that I'm a speaker. Interesting, isn't it? There have been several times when I've hit the wall, so to speak, either in my life, career, or my creative endeavors. One of those times when I reached out for advice, I was told I was a speaker. No, I said, I'm a singer, not a speaker. She had me look at my life and pointed out what was very obvious to her, but something I'd never considered. For 15 years, I was a pink Cadillac director in Mary Kay Cosmetics. It was my job to inspire and motivate women, to help them see the beauty they have within. I was helping them see their gifts, talents, and potential. I never really thought of myself as a speaker, yet there I was, training, teaching, and speaking to small and large groups of women. Funny, isn't it? I didn't see it. I was just doing it. Is there something you're doing right now that might be your answer? We talked earlier about how we start our day. Let's go back and think about that. In order to walk through your day being bold and courageous, it takes preparation. How you begin your day matters. Do you jump out of bed full of energy, ready to rock and roll? That's my husband. He wakes up alert and ready to start the day. Or maybe, like me, you wake up, lie in bed a few minutes, welcome in the day, trying to get ready to get up. I like to lay there and pray, visualize what's coming up, or think for a while. So which one are you? Maybe neither of these, maybe something totally different. If you are a rock and roller, when you hit the floor, thank the Lord for a new day. Ask Him to direct your steps, put you in the path of someone who needs a kind word or someone who needs a little light. You may wake a little slower, and in that fog time, you might want to lie there and thank the Lord for the morning, another day to be alive. I ask Him to make me a blessing to someone as I go through the day. You may find that while you're concentrating on being a blessing, you're able to handle your day-to-day issues better yourself when you start your day on a more positive note. It's pretty hard to be a downer or a complainer when you're focused on being a blessing. What does it mean to you to be fearless? These are some interviews and comments that I got while talking to ladies. I was surprised at some of the comments I got while doing these interviews. So when asked, what does it mean to you to be fearless, and are you fearless, here are some of the responses. Rosa says, fearless is to be free to be who God created me to be, free of making mistakes, rejection, and not being good enough. He didn't make us to be perfect, but to be His daughter. Barb says, fearless means full of faith, doing the next steps no matter what, do it anyway. Anne says, no, I'm not fearless. I have a tendency to worry about little stuff. Marilyn says, I think it's a way of being afraid and doing it anyway, having a lot of trust in God and in yourself. I have to work at being fearless. From Marion, fearless? No, speaking in front of a group, worry about making mistakes, fear of the future. From Robin, fearless means to trust God, to trust wholeheartedly in the Lord and know that He's our strength and protector. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Carla says, fearless means turning it over to God. Mickey says, I'm not afraid to step forward and say what I believe. Then from Melissa, confident. We learn to handle things more as we get older, learn to face new things. On being fearless, Diane says, yes, but I was more so when younger, before the physical body was hurt. Now I'm afraid of overdoing it physically and the pain of going for it. Laura says, I'm comfortable in my own skin 98% of the time, and that's part of being fearless. Then Penny says, I like going and doing, and I don't need anyone to go with me. Thanks to all these ladies for their thoughts on being fearless.